Part of what we said, I think I said it a long time ago. In Zohar, it's Hayom Hazeh. I just want to make one change. But let's take the first Rambam. All right, Mitzvah says she'll tell us up and the Nisim and the Flo. She nasu lavaseinu b'Mitzrayim b'leil chamisha asa. The Nisim. She nema Zohar Hayom Hazeh she'itzasim b'Mitzrayim k'mo she nema Zohar Hayom Hashabbat. All right. So the question, of course, is what is the equation over here between Zochas Yom HaZeh, Sheitzas Mitzrayim, and Zochas Yom HaShabbos? All right. Now, Umenayin Shebelel Chamisha Asar. Okay, then this question, how do you know it's Belel Chamisha? All right, fine. Now, if you take a look at the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs has it differently. He switched it. What is it, Kuf Nun Vav? Was it Kuf? Kuf Nun Zayin. Yishe Tzivon L'Sapeh B'Yitzit Yisrayim B'Leil Chamish Yosem B'Nisim B'Tchilas Alaylot Tzitzachas Loshen HaMasapeh V'chol Mishi Yosef B'Mayim Avayarech HaDvorim V'Adolos Mashi Oslon O Hashem Mashi Oslon O Mitzrim Mei Ovel V'Chomos V'Eich Lokach Hashem Nek Masayim Em L'Hodos Lo Yisal O'Kol O'Tov Sig Maloni Yiyos O'Tov. Okay. Then the guy says, "Homer Shodesh," and he goes through the whole thing. And then at the end, he says like this. He says, "Ainly ala bezman shiyesh lo bein bein lo bein atzav bein lo bein achem inayin tamalom aviyom arushal am zochar siyom azeh." So you see, the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs had the pasuk of zochar siyom azeh, except he reversed the order. Over here he starts with Zochar Hayom Hazeh, and he winds up with the Vigad Tolavincha. Over there it's the exact opposite. He starts with the Vigad Tolavincha, and he concludes with Zochar Hayom Hazeh. And Zev Meir pointed out he made a good point over here. He said that it says why is it that the Rambam has Zochar Hayom Hazeh only at the end? He says like this. Afapi Emiel does manchi es lo bein beino levein atzmo. Why does the Rambam use that pasuk only for that case? The Rambam doesn't seem to use it generically. In other words, for every case, he used it in specific for that case. Okay. So I believe we said once. I'll repeat it again. This time I think I'll make one change. But basically, it starts the same way. What the Rambam means is like this. When it says Zochar Yom HaShabbos, so it means you should remember Shabbos. What does it mean? It means Kacheu, Alayayin, Amiras Kacheu Bamiras Shevach, which means to say you must differentiate this day from the Sheshes Yimei Amasa, the rest of the week. Right? The Rambam holds that the halacha of Sipur is not just a ma'aseh hamitzvah, but it's a kiyum in the kedushas hayom. It's a kiyum in the kedushas hayom of Leil Chamisha Asar. So since it's a halacha in the kedushas, it's not just a halacha ma'aseh hamitzvah to be mesaper, but it's a halacha that you must differentiate this day from other days through what? Through the medium of Sipur. So Sipur differentiates the Yom. Do you follow? It's not just the halacha that you must do a Maisa Sipur, but it's halacha that you must differentiate this Yom from. It's halacha in the Kedushas HaYom. That the Kedushas HaYom of Leil Chamisha Asar comes about through what? Through Sipur. That's what I think we said last time. Okay? I would just like to make one. Where did the Rambam. One change I'd make at this point. I would say like this. I would say that really it's not a halacha in the Kedusha Sayyom of Yom Tov. You see? Not halacha in the Kedusha Sayyom of Yom Tov. It's simply a halacha in the Yom Chamisha Asa Benisim. In other words, like this. It's not a halacha in the Kedushas HaYom. Kedushas HaYom of Yom Tov is a separate thing. That's a halacha of Kiddush. You make Kiddush, it's Kedushas HaYom. But over here, insofar as the Zohar Sayom HaZeh Sheyetzosu Mimitzrayim is not a halacha in Yontif. It's a halacha in Yom HaMishah. Okay? Why do I say that? Because the Rambam, it seems from the Rambam's Lashon, that that's what it is. It's not a halacha in the Kiddush Sayom of Asiyas Malacha. You see, because it's like this. Mitzvah say shall tell us up of the Nisim and the Flosh and Asa Lava Sinu B'Mitzrayim B'Leil Chamisha Asa B'Nisim. He doesn't say B'Yom Tov Shal Pesach. He says B'Leil Chamisha Asa B'Nisim Shenema Zohar Asa Yom Azer Asa Yitzasa Mimitzrayim Kemo Shenema Zohar Asa Yom Shabbat. Which means to say you must commemorate this day. You must say through Sipur, you must say that this day is this day is the day that we went out of Mitzrayim. You must differentiate this day, the Yom Chamish, the Leil Chamish Asa. The Yom Chamish Asa must be differentiated from every other day. It's not a halacha in the Kiddush Sayom. Why do I say that? I'll tell you why. Because if there were a halacha in the Kiddush Sayom, then it wouldn't be a separate mitzvah. It would be part of the mitzvah Kiddush Sayom. You see? The fact that it's a separate mitzvah shows it has nothing to do. The two are superimposed, but there's two separate entities. In other words, the fact that the day is Yontif is one halachic entity, that's Kiddush Sayom, and that's Kiddush. But the fact that the day is differentiated as Yom Sheyotzonu Mimitzrayim, that's Yom Chamisha Asa. That is a separate entity. And the halacha is, that's why he says, Kemo Shenemar Zohar Asa Yom HaShabbos. Just like by Zohar Asa Yom HaShabbos means you must differentiate Shabbos from Shesh Shemei Amasa. You must differentiate this day from every other day because this is the day that we went out of Mitzrayim. That's the method, that's the nature of the differentiation. It's not a halacha in the Kedushas HaYom, it's a halacha in the Yom, simply in the Yom Chamisha Asa. Now, the reason why the Rambam, that's why the Rambam uses it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs only where he has no bein. That's the only place he says. He says, Ein lo bein minayin. So what does he say? He says, Shinam Zachas Yom HaShabbos. Why is Shinam Zachas Yom HaShabbos? Zachas Yom HaZeh. Zachas Yom HaZeh. Okay. Rambam's consistent. Sefer HaMitzvahs he mentions also, Kumash Yom HaZachas Yom HaShabbos. One second. So all he's saying is like, what he's saying is, since if it were a halacha, a maisa ha-mitzvah v'igarata levincha, which means to say through shela and tshuva, that's the mitzvah. There's no shela and tshuva, so I'm potter. There's nobody around to talk to. How do you know ben lo ben atzmo? Maybe only if I have a son. How do you know ain lo ben? But since it says zochas yom hazeh, should remember this day, that this day is the day you went out of Mitzrayim, so you can't say it has nothing to do with the ben. In other words, the universal is Zohar, so Zohar, the Kiyum is, see, the Gadot HaLevincha is the Maisa HaMetzvah. How? The Gadot HaLevincha, Yochum HaRash Chedesh, the Gadot HaLevincha, and the Halacha of his Ben Ishoel, the Tzuras HaMetzvah, the Maisa HaMetzvah, is all derived from the Gadot HaLevincha. But the Kiyum HaMetzvah, the Kiyum is Zohar HaSayom HaZeh. That's the nature of the Kiyum. The nature of the Kiyum is that this day should be different. How do you differentiate the day? Through Sipur, that this is the night that we went out of Mitzrayim. So the halacha is that this, the halacha, that's the Kiyum. That's the Zohar. So that's what the Ram says. You would say if he has no bane, he's not Mechuyev. No, it says Zohar HaSayom HaZeh. Can't say Gimar Shem Zohar Sayom HaShabbos. Can't say somebody's pata from Kiddush. I mean, Zohar says it's the universal for everybody. Zohar Sayom HaZeh means you must differentiate this day from every other day. So if you don't have any bains, you can't perform the Maisa Mitzvah to Tzurasa, so you have to do it yourself. You can't say you're pata, because Allah is Zohar Sayom HaZeh Sheyitzos Mimitzrayim. Everyone's Mechuyev in the Zechira. The Maisa Mitzvah is Vigalta Levincha. But what is the Kiyum? The Kiyum is to differentiate this day from every other day. So therefore, Ein Lo Bein, you can't say he's Potter. You understand what I mean? Okay. In other words, Vigalta Levincha cannot be, Vigalta Levincha cannot be the Maisa Mitzvah and the Tzuras Mitzvah and the Kiyum Mitzvah. Can't be. Because if that was the case, then if you don't Ein Lo Bein, he's Potter. That would be if it's a Maisa Mitzvah. But over here, it's a lock of Zohar Sayom HaZeh. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Vayom HaShalom, Zohar Sayom HaZeh. It's not a hal, it's a lock in Zechira Sayom. Zechira Sayom has to be for everybody in all time. Okay? No, it's different than Shabbos. Shabbos halacha and kedushas hayom zachas yom haShabbos. Over here is a different halacha, that this day is different because this is the day we went out of Mitzrayim. So the halacha is b'leil cham zachar sayom hazeh. You must remember this day. How do you remember this day? Through Sipur, Nisan, Eflosh, and Nasu, Balayla, Azor, Lavo, Kando. The must differentiate Yom Chamisha Asa, Leo Chamisha Asa, from every other day. Okay? Oh, Shabbos is exact. One is Kedusha Sayom, Shabbos is Zachar Sayom, Shabbos is Kedusha Yom, and what would you call this? Zachar Sayom Asa? Shinri Hayom. Shinri Hayom. That's the Allah. Shabbos is Kedusha Sayom, because Shabbos is, the halacha Zechira is to differentiate the day in terms of Kedusha Sayom. And once I mentioned, it's the only Kiddush Midaraisa. Yom Tov's not Kiddush, no Kiddush Midaraisa. Only Shabbos have halacha like that. So Shabbos, halacha Zorcha Sayom HaShabbos means you must differentiate the day from Moshesh Shemei HaMasa. Over here, it's not a, there's no Kedusha Sayom, but it is a Shinui Hayom. That's the Rambam's Lashon, really. He says like this. The Torah lasa shinui balayla is there. Alright, now where did the Rambam get this from? Where did the Rambam get this idea from? Everybody's hard pressed to find out where the Rambam came up with this idea. Why didn't he just say he got it to Levincha? What's the answer? What's the answer? Where did the Rambam get this from? Rambam got it from a very simple place. Very simple source the Rambam had. The Rambam had a very simple source. The question is, I mean, as nice as explain the Rambam, but the question is, where did he get this from? I'm sure like everybody says, you got to go with him. What's the answer? The answer is very simple. The answer is manishtana. What is manishtana? What does it mean? What does it mean? Why do you have to say, why do you have to say, man, nusacha, the main nusach in the Mishnah? That's the nusach, that's the whole Masara. Everybody knows the four kashas, manishtana, laylazah. What is it? What is the manish? Why is it formulated that way? Why is it formulated that way? Manishtano halaylo hazeh mikol halaylos. What does it mean? It means that this layla is a shinui. Is mishuna is different. That is the statement. So the statement. So the Rambam simply saw from the Mishnah, from the Masorah, from the Tarsha Baal Peh, that you see that there's a loch of shinui alayla, manishtan alayla zeh shinui ayom. That's the essence of, that's the definition of the statements. Shabachol alayla, the whole thing. So what do you see from this? So the Rambam said, you see from this a very simple thing. From manishtan, or you see it's a halacha that you must show shinui halayla. That's the halacha. Rambam, where does this come from? Halacha midaraisa of shinui halayla. Very simple. How do you know? Where do you see differentiation between Shabbos and Sheish Simei HaMasa? Zohar Asa Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho. You have another pasuk. Zohar Asa Yom HaZeh Sheish Asa Mertzayim. The exact same thing. The only difference is that in one case you're talking about a shinui, a Zechiras Devorim, which is express itself. The difference between the rest of the week and Shabbos expresses itself in a Kedushas HaYom and in Issa Malacha. Over here there's no such thing. Over here, it's simply a halacha to demonstrate shinui halayla. It has nothing to do with kedusha sayom. It's not the kedusha sayom. Okay? First of all, it seems to me, the way the Rambam's lashon is, the reason why I'm changing from the idea of kedusha sayom is because it seems that the lashon of Rambam is simply leil chamisha asar. The Rambam's lashon, plain and simple, is Leil Chamisha Asa, and I'll tell you something else. If the halacha was halacha in Kedushas Hayom, then the manashtana should include the Issa Malacha too. Manashtana halayla zeh is halacha in Kedushas Hayom. You'd have to say manashtana halayla zeh shabachal halaylas ano osu malacha v'halayla zeh osu b'malacha. See? You said it in Kiddush, but it's true you said it in Kiddush. But you said it in Kiddush, you always say. But you didn't say it as a statement of Shela and Tshuva. Shela and Tshuva is the format for the Sipur. So if it was Allah and Kedushas Hayom, it seems to me that you'd have to mention the Kedushas Hayom. It's not smooth to say it's Allah and Kedushas Hayom. Simple, the smoothest way to say is simply it's halacha and leil chamisha aser. The two are superimposed. Just because leil chamisha aser is also yontif, is no reason to tie the two together. Leil chamisha aser is the yom sheyatzar meretzayim. Zoch aser yom aser is a separate thing.
Much what?
Now, the Rambam's lashon is consistent. Because if you take a look at Perek Zayin halacha yigimel, mitzvahs lulav v'natil b'yom rishon shel chag bovad. First day yontif. Rambam Hilchos Shofar, mitzvah say first parak, first halacha, mitzvah say shel Torah l'shmoa truas ha-shofar b'rosh Hashanah. It's an error. So Rambam doesn't say b'yom echod b'tishrei or b'yom tesvav b'tishrei insofar as lulav is concerned. Doesn't say it. No, Rosh Hashanah, very simple. The Rambam wrote it right, very simple. What do you have to say? B'leo chamisha asa mitzvah sasei l'sap v'nisim flows. Belel the Pesach. That's it.
Yeah, what?
Matzi says Parashi Shematzi says Belel Chamisha Asa. Shnema Baratuch L'Matzi. Yeah, Matzi is different. But at any rate, but my main raya is the fact. I you have to think about that. Why Matzi says Belel Chamisha Asa? But the with regard to the fact that it is not a halacha in Kedushas Hayom, I think that's clear from the Yaman Ashtana. If in fact there was a halacha in Kedushas Hayom, you'd have to mention it in the Yaman Ashtana. You see? Yaman Ashtana halayla azem mikol halayla has nothing to do with the fact of the Yontif.
Doesn't mention anything about Yontif?
Doesn't mention a word about it. The Rambam deduced from the Yaman Ashtana itself that it's a halacha of Shinri halayla. That this Lailos Mishuna Mikol Halelos. It means that it's Mishuna from every other day of the year. It's a separate entity of Lailos. Because it has a separate mitzvah that pertains to it, that is what? That is Yom Shiyat Hamimah. Okay? In other words, like this. There's two things. The fact that it's halacha on the day is one thing. The fact that it's halacha in the day is a separate phenomenon, a separate halacha. You see? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In other words, you're mechuyif to say that the day is different. If a person does not mention that the day is Mishuneh, he doesn't recognize the Shinui Hayom, he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Even if Mesapa B'tzis Mitzrayim. You see? He's not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Take a look at the Rambam. I'll show you. Take a look at the Rambam in same parak. Is it the next halacha? Yeah. Next halacha. Mitzvah Gilabonim Gimel. V'tzorach lasos shinui b'layla zeh kidei shiyira bonim v'yishalu v'yomru ma nishtano halayla zeh mikol halaylos. What is it to say that for? Kidei shiyira bonim v'yishalu Tana ben Shoel. No, v'yomru ma nishtano halayla zeh mikol halaylos. You see? Then he says by himself, he says v'afilu yitulon chachamim hayo levado Shoel atzma. Manishtan, Alaylazem. He must say, what does the Rambam keep mentioning? He must say Manish. The Rambam is very concerned that the man should say that Manishtan, Alaylazem, Nikola Laylos. It's clear from the Rambam that he's very concerned about that point. Which means why? Because the Rambam held as a separate halacha, a separate institution of Shinui Halayla that exists only insofar as Leil Chamisha Asar doesn't exist anywhere else in Kolot Arkola. It's a separate halacha. That's the manishtan. Okay? Zohar Yom HaShabbos is this. All he's saying is that just like Shabbos is different than Sheish Yemei HaMa'aseh, and the halacha is to enunciate that difference through what? Through Zechiras Devarim. Over here is the same thing, to enunciate the difference through Zechiras Sipur, Nisim and Aflos, to enunciate through the Nisim and Aflos the difference between Leil Chamisha Asar and every other night of the year. And that's plain and simple. If you learn pshat and manishtana, and call halalazen, and call halalos. All the Rambam did was he learned pshat and manishtana. I agree with that. The reason why the Rambam says matzah b'leil chamisha asar is he specifically used that phrase. Because matzah is not halacha nekedushas hayom. Matzah halacha is halacha b'leil chamisha asar. Whereas by true, it's yom true yeh lacham is halacha nekedushas hayom asar. And yontif of sukkis is machayev in the dalet. Not a halacha of Yom Chamisha Asar Shal Sukkos is Machayev. If there wasn't any, let's put it this way, if there wasn't any Yontif on Sukkos, The citrus was not Yontif, it would never be Dalton. But even if Pesach did not exist, the Yontif, the Mikra Kodesh of Pesach didn't exist, there still would be Achilas Matzah B'Layla Azeh, and there still would be secrets in Shem B'Layla Azeh. And these are these mitzvahs, the what's the machayev of these mitzvahs? Leil Chamishah. Machayev is not Yontif. You see, the Rambam insists on taking the Manishtan out of its context in Agoda and putting it into the Sheila. Where did you see in Halacha Gimel? No, kind of being shol, the Rishonim learn it means. Why are you filling up the second course? What's the Manishtan Lazarus? The Rambam took the Manishtano and he put it into the questions and the answers, which means to say it must be a Pekadesh Yishalu v'yomru Manishtano Lazarus. That's an interesting thing. It seems to be a contradiction, the Rambam, but it's not, because the Rambam's like this. So it's not a question. It's the Yomer Manishtana. But then the Rambam says that Hoy Levado Shoa La'atma Manishtana Halayla Zemikol Alelos. You see? What is it? Is it a question or is it an answer? The answer doesn't matter. The halacha is that it must be prevalent in the question or in the answer. There must be prevalent the statement simply that the night is Meshuna, Leil Chamishah also is Meshuna. From Kol Leil HaShana. The separate team in setting up the Leil HaMishasa. The Leil HaMishasa has to be set up as a Yom HaShana. That's the Allah HaMinarei. That's what the Rambam meant. There's one point I want to mention. I discussed it with Avi Hart, brought something to my attention, and I think it fits right in over here. The question is like this. The difference between Zechir Sisir and Tzrayim is Agav Orcha, but I'll just mention. The difference between Zechir Sisir and Tzrayim Kol HaShana Kula, and the difference between Zechir Sisir and Tzrayim for Leil HaPesach. You see? The way Rabbi mentioned that from Reb Chaim, that the halacha of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kol Hashana, is that's Vayoma, Parsha Vayoma in the Rambam. That's Reb Chaim, Parsha Vayoma in the Rambam. You see, I think he mentioned Reb Chaim said there's three differences. Right? One is you don't need Shevach, one you don't need Shevach and Shuvah. One is through Tzukim. In other words, that the halacha that Kol Hashana Kula is through Tzukim, but over here not. All right. I wanted to add one thing to it. The difference between the two. The difference is like this: that Kol Hashana Kula, I think it's important to know the difference, especially it comes up in that gutter. So something. Amar was ben Azayir, and it was a chish tami sitz nam balela. So it means like this. The halacha of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is Anochid Hashem Elokecha Asher Tesicho Meretz Mitzrayim. So you mention Yitzias Mitzrayim as a verification of the Emuna. It's a verification of the Emuna. Like the Rishonim say, how do I know that there is a God? That's Tesicho Meretz Mitzrayim. You witnessed Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Yitzias Mitzrayim is mentioned as a verification of the existence of God. That's why the Gemara says that La'asid Lavo, in the future they won't. According to the Chachamim, they won't say Anochad Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzichon Eretz Mitzrayim. Anochad Hashem Elokecha Asher Kibatzkicha Mikol Aratzos, which means to say that the future Gula will be so great that people won't refer to the existence of God from the fact that they took us out of Mitzrayim, but from the fact they did a much greater shevach, much greater miracle. Oh. So therefore, Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned. That's why it's a part of the institution of Kabbalah Sol Malcha Shemayim. Because Anochad Hashem Elokecha, how do you know? Asher Tzichon Eretz Mitzrayim. You see? Asher Tzichon Eretz Mitzrayim. So that's a separate halacha of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is a verification of the existence of God. But over here, you're not mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why it's only mentioned. You see? And that's why you have to have Tzukim, and that's why there's no Shevach and Shuvah, and that's why there's no Shevach. But over here is a halacha of Sipur to discuss the going out, to discuss Yetzias Mitzrayim per se. And it's not because you're not mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim, Anochad Hashem Elokecha Asher Etzeicha Meretz Mitzrayim. That's not the pasuk. That pasuk is in the wouldn't be appropriate over here at all. It's a separate halacha to be mitzaper benisim and aflos. Sipur nisim and aflos. Shakarish Baruch Hu Asalona. It's a different concept altogether. And to show that, to demonstrate that this is the Leil Shiyatzonim and Mitzrayim. And that's why Yechayim and Shevach Leidor. It's a discussion of the events that took place. It's a different concept altogether. Okay? That's right, exactly. And that's what Avihar brought to my attention. Why is it that one is Ludoris and one isn't? In other words, according to the Chachamim, so you only do Parshas Vayomer only until Beis HaMashiach. But this you'll always do. The answer is this, insofar as the... Because insofar as Anochet Hashem Alekecha, the verification of God, you see, through Yitzchus Mitzrayim, that this is the verification, Anochet Hashem Alekecha, who? Asher Tzichem Eretz Mitzrayim. That will change, because there will be a far greater event, which will overshadow the previous event. So people won't say anymore, Hashem Asher Tzichem Eretz Mitzrayim. They'll say, no, but insofar as the mitzvah of Lasaper Ben Yisrael flows, the events that took place in Mitzrayim, and the situation that we were in until God redeemed us and saved us from the Nisman of Flores, that will always exist. Okay? Yeah, that was the question. The question was, what's the difference between why is one Ludoris and one not Ludoris? Of course. That's why it's incorporated in Kriya Shema, because it's a verification of the Amunah. All right. There's a halacha, Dalit. Let's just jump to Dalit for a minute. All right? So in Dalit, Dalit is a very interesting halacha. Very difficult Rambam if you try to analyze it word for word. Alright? Let's take it slowly. Let's just go through the Rambam. The Tzorach lahaskil begnus l'sayin b'sheva. One must begin with gnus, means with the lowliness of our own selves, l'sayin b'sheva, and to conclude with the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine. Take it. That originally what happened, our forefathers loved Avodah Zarah. Fine. Alright? Now, again he says, V'chein maschil umodiya she'avodim ha'yinu lefar b'mitzrayim. Up to here already, there are many problems. But you could somehow rather skip over them. But I think there's one of them that you have a very difficult time with. And that is this part of it, where it says, Vahu, Shiyidro, may Arami ovate of the Achiyidma call apart. He says, and what is the, how are you Messiah Benisun of Love? You must dash in this parsha of Arami ovate of it, or we all know the halach is, you must learn the parsha. Okay? Now, two questions I want to ask. You might as well bring out all the questions. I'll start from this. The first question is like this. That the Gemara says, we all know it's Machlekes in the Gemara. What is Maschil B'Gnus and Messiah and B'Shevach? Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, Rava, whatever. All different stories. But anyway, Machlekes Amarayim. Whether it's, whether Maschil, my Gnus, the Gemara says. Mar says, what is it? The Mishnah says, Maschil b'gnus u'messayim b'shevach. Or the Kuf Tezayin Amar Al. Maschil b'gnus u'messayim b'shevach. So the Gemara says, what is the gnus? So one said, it's avodim ha'yinu, and the other one said, it's mitchilo of devar zorah yavad. All right. So everybody learns like this, that we do both. All right? We do both means we say avodim ha'yinu l'far b'mitzrayim. Start off with the... Yes, it's the opposite. So Rav said, "Mitzchilo of the Avodah Zarah," and Shmuel. So we start off like Shmuel. So this is the way everybody learns. We start off like Shmuel, and we say Avodah Mayinu, and then somehow we go into Rav. Okay. Then we get back to Rav Zagada, and then what do? And then we do we dash in the parasha. We die. That's the order of Zagada. Okay. A lot of problems with that. A lot of problems with that. Why? Because if you take a look at that Gada, it's a very funny thing. Avodah mi lefad mitzrayim, the attention will come mishom. Biyod chazak afirin tuya. Vila tikash baruch hazafin yonavin shibana mi lefad mitzrayim. It's fine. Now we start off with afilu kolonu chachomim, kolonu nevonim. What is this? So we mention, and the Rav said, it's halacha of what? It's halacha of mitzvah halayla. But what I want to understand is, what kind of an order is this? You start with Avodah Minafar Mitzrayim, all right? Then you go into the halachas, and then you go Mitzchilo of the Avodah Zarah HaYavaseinu. What's Mitzchilov de Varzori over there? That's Rav Zagada. I mean, the order should be like this. First, you should do Avodim in the Tzav Mitzrayim, Shmuel Zagada. Mitzchilov de Varzori over there, Rav Zagada. Then discuss Halachas, or start Halachas first. That would seem more rational to me altogether. Start with Halachas first, then do Rav Zagada and Shmuel Zagada. Okay? It's a funny kind of an order. But that's the way. You mean Maskel B'Gnushni, you have to begin Zagada with a Gnus. We'll see. Now let me ask you another question. Another simple question. The Rambam says, according to Rav, it's Avodah Mayina, right? I mean, it's Mitzvah of the Avodah Zarah. According to Shmuel, it's Avodah Mayina, right? So that's a machlokis. They're having a machlokis in what the Mishnah means of Maskel B'Gnush, right? But the Mishnah says, the Doresh, this is the lesson, Maskel B'Gnush from Mishnayim B'Shevach, the Doresh may Aram the Oved of the Yachiyizim HaKol HaParsha. Is that not a lesson? A Mishnah, basically? All right. So my question was this. So apparently, both Darshan the Parsha, right? Now take a look at the Rambam. What is the Rambam saying here? The Rambam says, he says, V'chein Maskel U'modir et Shmuel. What is Vahu Shiyidrash Merami over there that you would call a parsha? What is the Rambam talking about over here? That means that only Shmuel held from dashing the parsha? If you're going to tell me, so then I can prove to you Shmuel's right? Because the Mishnah says the Darish call a parsha. Rav can't argue on the Mishnah. Rav can't apologize, but I don't think Rav argues on this Mishnah. Okay? It doesn't make any sense. If you're going to tell me that the machlokes is like this, according to Shmuel, what's the halacha start off with the Avodah Mayina? And that's Maskel B'Gnush. And what's Masayim B'Shevach is you finish the Parsha. But according to Rav, what do? You say Avodah Mayina. According to Rav, you say Mitzchilov, the Avodah Zorah, and you Masayim B'Dasa Emes, right? So he doesn't have the Darshan in the Parsha altogether. So he doesn't dash in the parsha altogether. So he's wrong. That shot has to be wrong because the Mishnah says the Doresh is a parsha kula. Elam, are you going to tell me it's a machlokis as to whether the dashing of the parsha comes under Maskel B'Gnush B'Sayim B'Shevach or it doesn't? So what is Vahushi Yidrosh? Vahushi Yidrosh should be is a machlokis. I mean, simply? Why didn't the Rambam set off the darshaning of the parsha? Maskel B'Gnush and Masayim B'Shevach, the Rambam should have set it off. That's it, it's machlokes. Rav said Avodah Mayina. Alright. Now, moreover, I'll ask you another question. Let's just go a little further there. According to the Rambam, the order is completely crazy. Why? I'll tell you why. You start off with who's Agada? Who's Agada start off with? Shmuel. Avodah in the farm and the Shishon get in the Shom, right? That's Maskel B'Gnush. Where's Masayim B'Shevach? Where's Masayim B'Shevach? Vahu. Did you deny the Lashon Vahu Shi Yidrosh? May Aram Yav. It says, and that's why Masayim B'Shevach. It's a long way. I start off on Maskel B'Gnush Avodah Mayina. Then I go into the Halachas. Then I bring in Rav Zagada. Then I come back to the Masayim B'Shevach of what? Of Avodah Mayina. I mean, can an order be worse than that? Whole thing doesn't make any sense. Moreover, it would seem from the Rambam, all right? It would seem from the Rambam the question of the reversal of the orders in the Rambam. Because the Rambam starts off with Mitzchilov of the Avodah Zarah, and then he starts off, the Rambam's like this, what do you do first? Mitzchilov of the Avodah Zarah. Then he says, Echein Maso Avodah Mayina, right? And he's Messiah over here. That, at least the way the Rambam has it, makes sense. More sense, I would say. Because according to the way the Rambam has it, you would say Avodah Mayina later. You start off with Mitzchilah, then you say Avodah, you finish that. Then you'd say that you finish with Rav Zagada, then you start off with Shmuel Zagada, and you finish. But the way we do is completely crazy. Okay? And the Rambam Zagada, it seems, this is the Rambam Zagada. There's no other Agada. He follows the same order of the everybody else's Agada. How does it fit in? Now, there's another interesting thing over here. See? Another interesting thing. The Rambam says in the end of Halacha Aleph, He says, V'chol ha-marech b'dvorim she'iru v'shehoyo reza meshubach. Right? See? Then the Rambam says, in the end of Dalit, V'chol ha-mosef u'marech b'drash parshazo reza meshubach. Now everybody learns like this. Everybody learns that the Rambam, see, the way the Rambam starts off, he tells you you have to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now where does he tell you to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim? So everybody learns. Here's where he's telling you in Halacha Dalit. V'tzorach l'haschol b'gnusol sayim b'shevach. He's telling you how to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim and the nature of the Amira. And you must be maschol b'gnus, you must be the sayim b'shevach. Right? That's the way everybody learns the Rambam. I say to learn the Rambam that way is difficult. Because why does the Rambam break it up? First he said, V'chol ha-marach b'dvarim shiv ha-rezim m'shubach. And then he said, V'chol ha-marach b'parsha b'drash parsha zuh ha-rezim m'shubach. And why? If in fact the drush of this parsha is part of Maschol B'Gnosim Asayim B'Sheva, that is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what is it to repeat it again? V'chol ha-marach b'drash parsha, of course. The whole, that Sipur, that V'hu, the Rambam says, Sh'yidrosh me'aram mi'ovi, Achiz and Kol HaPashikul, that's part of Maschol B'Gnosim Asayim B'Shevach, the Rambam says, which is actually a part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he mentioned that Kol HaMadol Asap Menis Meflos of the Reza Meshubach. So what do you have to say? Well, why should I think that the drush in the parsha is any worse than if I do it? I have to do it for the parsha, it's fine. But why shouldn't I think that it's a Reza Meshubach? Why does it have to break it up into two? Let's take a look at the Rambam. Rambam's like this. The Rambam, first of all, he at length explains in Halacha Aleph and Beis, really, what the mitzvah of the Labonim, Mafilachom Gedolim, Chayelim Tzapetzis Yisrayim. It seems like he's going on two different things over here. He's going on two different planes he's working on. But what I want to say is like this. That actually there are two, the way the Haggadah works. I'll show you how the Haggadah works. But the first thing I want to say like this is in the Rambam. That really there is no Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Haggadah. Okay? There's no Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Haggadah. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is really a halacha, a separate halacha that a person has to be misaper benishmen of law, so was never put into Haggadah. It's a chiv on a person to be Mesaper and the Nisi and the Flow of court himself. You see? In his own words, plain and simple, in his own words, Mesaper beneath the Flow. And the Baal HaGadah never put it down. Why? For a very simple reason. You can't put it down. You see? Now, if you take a look at the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot, it's exactly what the Rambam says. The Rambam says like this. He says, He shet zivanu l'saper b'tziv zem b'lel chamish yosem b'nisim. V'tchilas ha'layla k'titzachos loshen ha'mesapeh. V'chol mishi yosef b'mayimah v'yarech ha'dvorim ba'gdolas ma'ashi oslon ha'ashem, ma'ashi oslon ha'mitrim, me'ovel v'chomot v'eich lokach ha'ashem mikmaseinu mehem, ha'reza meshubach. Okay? The Rambam says, why does Rambam have to say k'titzachos loshen ha'mesapeh? There are other mitzvahs that the Rambam mentions also. Like, for instance, birchas ha'mazon. He doesn't say k'titzachos loshen ha'mevarech. Okay? Or in tefillah, the Rambam doesn't say kafit sachas alashin. What does the Rambam say kafit sachas alashin in this mitzvah? What's so special about this mitzvah? The answer is very simple. The answer is because it can be done on many levels. Like the Rambam says over here, mitzvah lo dilavonim v'afil lo sholu, l'fish daita shobain oviv melamdo, keitzad, amoya kotna kipe shomalo, omalo b'ni, kolonu yinavonim k'mo shifchazu. You see? V'moyoch abein gadol v'chochem modia ma she'ira lanu b'mitzrayim v'nisim she'nasa lanu ayde Moshe Rabbeinu ha'kol l'fi daito shobein. So you see that this halacha can never be written down because it's l'fi daito shobein. How could you write a gadol like that? It's impossible. So the truth of the matter is that insofar as a gadol is concerned, you might say, in a sense, it's Ikar Chosam and HaSefer. The Haggadah does not have Sipur. Sipur is a separate mitzvah that every person is mechuyev to do depending upon the situation that he finds himself in. It's a separate mitzvah. That's why the Rambam says, L'chol Hamar, that's what the Rambam says, Mitzvah says, L'sapa b'nisvosh nesel l'vasinu b'lechem isha'asar, Zochas Yom, that's the mitzvah Zochas Yom Hazeh. It's not an agada. You're mechuyev to do it yourself. You see? The Yafal, then it's like this, the Filch HaKom Gedon Chayon Sabbatim Yisrayim, V'chol HaMarech, V'dvorim She'iru V'shehoyu HaReza Meshubach. That is the halacha of Sipur. Sipur is a separate halacha. You're mechuyev to discuss the Nisim and the Flos in your own words depending upon who you're with. If you're Chachom and Gedolim, like Rabbi Akiva and the Lozman Azayim, as soon as they name Barak, so they are Mokhoyim to stop on their level. Why do we mention that whole thing over there? Not some. It's mentioned because it's a description of the Mitzvah of Sipur. So the Rabbi Lozman Azayim are talking all night, they're reading that Gada over and over again. Doesn't make any sense. It means they were discussing in their own terms, creatively, the whole concept, the whole Sipur is Israel. And every person is high up to do it on his level. And reading that Gada, you're not Yetzer. Because it's not in the Haggadah. Now you have like this. So that takes care of Sipur. But now there's something else. The Rambam goes on. Because there's something else. You see what else is there? Besides Sipur, there's a different halacha. The halacha is a separate halacha of Maschil. You could ask a simple question. Why did Rav bring in the Tchila of the Avodah Zarah Hayavaseina? Why did he bring it in for? Very nice, but what does it have to do really with Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's far fetched. Okay, so you tell me the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is in order to have the Dasa Emes, but that's Shavuos. That's not Pesach. Shavuos is Matan Torah. I mean, it sounds like Rav is being very philosophical when he should have been halachic. Halachically, we understand Shmuel. Avodah Mayim Lefar Mitzrayim. What are you supposed to do to supper? The Nisan of Floshin asked one of Lava Saina. Where do we get the idea of Matan Torah? There's no. Where does Matan Torah fit in the Nisan of Mitzrayim? It's a different thing. It was weeks later. It's not the night of Matan Torah. You see? What's the answer? The answer is like this. The answer is there's a separate institution of Moscow Bignusu Messiah B'Sheva. Separate institution. The halacha is first you're supposed to misafir the nisman of laws, not nagada, your own word. Okay. Then there's another see. There's a halacha of shevach in the sipur. Sipur is not just sipur. Sipur is shevach. I think Ram mentioned shevach, but that's clear. Sipur is mechayev and shevach. Once you finish with sipur, now you get into shevach. But the Shevach is only, see, when you're discussing Shevach, there's another institution that the Torah Shabbat Peh brought down, which is what? That you must enunciate how low you are and how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. You see, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a separate halacha of Maschil B'Gnusim Messiah B'Shevach. Otherwise, there is no Shevach. It takes away from Shevach. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, it's like the Rav one time said, if you deserve something, so then it lacks in Shvachos HaMakom, because you deserve. Insofar as you're worthless, the more worthless a person is, the greater the Shevach. You see? The greater Shevach. So the halacha is, that's a halacha. Part of the Shevach is Lahaskol Beginner. If you feel that you're an important person, you're taking away from Shvachos HaMakom. The Gemara says, Gaiva takes away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do we say? So we're mechuyev. In order to have shevach, you're mechuyev to enunciate your own lowliness as an individual, as a human being. You see? So Rav said, this is the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. This is machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav said like this, my bignus, maschel bignus, my gnus, what is the gnus? So Rav says, mitchilo of devar azorio v'shem. What does he mean? What did he mean? He meant very simply, what's the biggest gnus in the world? What is the biggest gnus? That you're nothing. That I'm an evet? Alright, it's not good to be an evet. Social inferiority. But ovdei avodah zarah, that's the gnus. You see? That's what Rav said. Rav said that the maschil b'gnus is not, it's halacha of maschil b'gnus and Messiah b'shevach. That's a separate institution in shivacho shel makom of Sipur. There's Sipur, but Nisan of Laws, that's the first part. But then there's a halacha of Shvach HaShem Makom. Okay? Shvach HaShem Makom is, what is Shvach HaShem Makom? We are nothing, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond praise even. Now, What is the, so that's why Rav said like this. Rav said, since it's necessary in order that there should be shvacha shel makom, I must enunciate my own lowliness. So what must I say? Mitzchilov devarazohi everything. That's the low. That's why we're worthless. Once you mention mitzchilov devarazohi everything, now you have to mention shvacha shel makom lachshav kavana makom lavadosa. That's all of it's not because it's a separate institution of maschul b'gnus u'messayim b'shevach. You understand what I'm saying? That's the way Rav learned. Rav learned maschul b'gnus u'messayim b'shevach is a separate institution. It's part of the whole seder advarim of the Agoda. There's sipur and there's maschul b'gnus u'messayim b'shevach. And what is the gnus? The lowest possible gnus. Avay we're oved v'adazara. We want nothing. Anything we have is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to us. That's a part of that's Shvach Hashem Baruch Hu. Shmuel held differently. Shmuel held that Maschil Begnus and Messiah B'Shevach is not in absolute terms. In absolute terms, Rav was right. The lowest Gnai is Avodah Zarah. But Shmuel held it's not in absolute terms. He held it's in terms of Sipur. So that's why the way Shmuel learned the Mishnah was like this. That's what the Gemara says. Maschil b'gnus, listen to the Lashon Mishnah. Maschil b'gnus in the Sion v'shevach for who sheyidra v'doresh. I'm sorry, Mishnah v'doresh me'arami ovi achid mekol parsha. This is the way the Rambam learned the Gemara. Very simply. My gnus. What does it mean? Maschil b'gnus. Rav says mitchila of devarzoy v'seder. It's a separate institution. You have to mention the absolutely lowest gnus about yourself, and if you don't, you're not making the mitzvah. See, it's because you're not praising God as long as you maintain that you're something.
Rav.
Shmuel said no. Shmuel said it's not in absolute terms. It's in terms of avdus and cheres. So therefore, according to Shmuel, when the Mishnah said the doresh me'arami oved avi, it's one statement. Maschil b'gnus and Messiah b'shevach the doresh me'arami oved avi achigur kol parsha. That is the very maschil b'gnus and Messiah b'shevach. I'll prove it to you. See, not only from the Rambam, but from the Lashon Rambam. I'll show what I mean in a minute, but I just want to get the basic concept. What I'm saying is like this, that the machloikis between Rav and Shmuel is whether in the Mishnah there's a comma after Maschil b'gnus u'messayim b'shevach, v'doresh me'arami oved avi achivim kol parsha. It's two separate things, or is it one thing? You see? Or is it one thing? And that's the machloikis. According to Rav, it's in absolute terms, so it's two separate things. Because there must be maschil b'gnus u'messayim b'shevach. Rav said it must be gnus mitchila v'dvarzoh. Shmuel said in the framework of Yetzias Mitzrayim. If that's the case, so then the parsha itself—that's what it means. The doresh me'arami oved avi. Everybody held you have to darshan in the parsha because the halacha is you must have sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim through limud. But the question is whether you mekayim maschil b'gnus u'messayim b'shevach with that parsha, or whether not, whether maschil b'gnus u'messayim b'shevach is a separate institution. That's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Now take a look at the Rama. See, that's what the Rama means. Now I'll prove to you that that's what the Rama means. Why? Because the Rama's like this. If you're going to say our Haggadah is what the Rama was talking about, the way we have it, so what do we say? Avodah me'in lefar mitzrayim. They got tina shem l'ken mishon. Right? Where's the maschil b'gnus? The way everybody learns avodah me'inu, right? Take a look at the Rama. The chain maschil modiya shavodah me'inu lefar b'mitzrayim. The kol ha-ro'o shegim olonu. Where is the kol ha-ro'o shegim olonu? I don't see it. Maya got that another. You know what I mean? You understand? Where is the kol ha-ro'o shegim olonu? Avodah me'inu lefar b'mitzrayim. That's it. That's it. There's no more. I don't see the color Rosh Hashanah. If you take a look at around the Ovid Ovi, you'll see. Vayanunu vayitna lena vada kasha vayareis on our mitzrim umesayim ben mitzrim the flows dam tzvadei kinim of the drasha. Okay. So that's why I say that the Rambam isn't speaking Avoda Mayinu is not the Maschel Begnus of Shmuel. Not at all. This is a separate thing altogether. As a matter of fact, what I would like to say is like this, that the Haggadah really begins with Mitchilo of the Avodah Zorah Yavasim. That's the beginning of the Haggadah. And that's why the Rambam has it first. Okay? Take a look. It's very simple. The way we said last time, the whole Haggadah is a mumble jumble. You're starting off with Shmuel, you're going into all these halachas, you're coming back to Rav, you're dashing parshas. The Haggadah is really very simple. The way the Haggadah works is as follows. You start off, see, first of all, there's Sipur. That's not an Haggadah. That's why the Rambam says, by the way, what Harry Bold mentioned is right. He says like this, which things are considered Haggadah? Where? Which? Haggadah is these two things. Either they're two or they're three. Either Maschel B'Gnus and Messiah B'Shevach is one of them, and Dorish Me'rami Avi Avi is two, and Matzah Pesach Matzah Mor is three, or else according to Shmuel it's two things, because Arami Avi Avi is Maschel B'Gnus and Messiah B'Shevach. You see? Now it's very simple. That's why now the Haggadah makes sense. See? Avodah Milafarim saying there's not Maschel B'Gnus. Not at all. First, let me explain to what the Haggadah is. The Haggadah is, as a matter of fact, if you want to see, the Rambam definitely doesn't hold the first part of the Haggadah, because the Rambam Perek Ches says also. He says, when he gives the Seder Advarim, so he says, Perikas, he says, Bismanazain Gimel, Bismanazain Oma Valada Zakulatli, Umaschel Begnus Vikore, Achegome Drasha Pashtarami of it. Where does the Kriya start? The Kori Agoda, where does the Kriya Agoda start from? Maschel Begnus. That's where it starts from. Before that, there is no Agoda. There is no Agoda before that. It's just Sipri and Sraya. Now I'll tell you how the Agoda works out. Agoda's very nice. Haggadah starts off really Avodim Hayinu Lefar Mitzrayim Ve'etim Hashem Lekenim Misham is the Machayev. Spoke about that. It's the Machayev. It's the Machayev because the halacha is that whenever there is a Hatzolah, it's a Machayev, because it means to say that our existence would cease if it wasn't for Yitzis Mitzrayim, or it would cease as a Ben Chorin, we'd exist as a Vodim. So our Cherus, the existence of a Cherus is only because of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's a metaphysical Machayev. Okay? That's a Vodim, and Yitzis Mitzrayim is a Machayev. No. Well, forget about Machayev. A Vodim, and Yitzis Mitzrayim is simply a Machayev. Now, what is the Baal HaGadah starting with? Yeah. The Baal HaGadah is starting over here. But what is he starting with? The Manishtana, really, in the whole business of Manishtana, is all part of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. That's all part of Sipur. That's the only thing is that you have to enunciate the Mitzvah Salayla, the Shinu Ele Mitzvah Salayla. That's something that we discussed already. But the Sipur is not in the Haggadah. The Sipur you have to do Kvitzachas Lashonah. That can't be in the Haggadah. Now the Baal HaGadah, in order, the Manishtan has enunciated the Shinui Halayla. Okay? Of course, you have to enunciate the Mitzvah Halayla. It's also Allah and Shinui Halayla. Right? But the main Shinui Halayla is what? It's not the enunciation of the Mitzvah. What's the main Shinui Halayla? L'stapa b'nis min aflos. That's clear. That's the essence. Okay? That's why the Baal HaGadah is starting to tell you about the Mitzvah. You should be Mesapa b'yitzis Mitzrayim. He starts off. Avodim Nefarim Tzrayim is Machayavas. Now, Vafil Kulon HaChachomim, Kulon Nevonim, Kulon Yeres HaTorah. Maisev Reb Lazer B'Shur, Reb Lazman Azayah. Amal Lazer Azayah, Nekin Shurim Shana. Bar HaMakam Bach, who? Bar Shana Stelam Azayah, Kenega Bar Mbar Mdibra Torah. What is all this? V'Shenei Delish Lo Apsachla. What is the Baal HaGadah telling you? The Halachos of Sipur. The halachas of Sipur. It's true, halachas of Sipur, part of Sipur too. But that's not the purpose of the Baal HaGadah. The purpose of the Baal HaGadah is to tell you the halacha, to motivate you to do Sipur. In other words, after he teaches halachas now, after you finish with Shani de Lisho, you see, and Bavuza Lamati Labashosh Matsumar Menachma Fanecha, now there should be in Nagad a big gap, a few blank pages, that you should fill in yourself. Because that's where the mitzvah of Sipur is. Once you finish Sipur, now the now you start what the Rambam calls Kriyas HaGadah. And what is the first institution? Maschil Bignus U'Masayim B'Shevach, because now you're into the Shevach aspect of HaGadah. And Rav had an interesting concept. This concept was that you must completely remove your ego, and you must enunciate the lowest possible state that you're in, which is Nekhilo of the Avodah Zorah Hayav Aseinu. So that's where the Agoda begins. The Agoda really begins with Nekhilo of the Avodah Zorah Hayav Aseinu. Before that is not Agoda, it's just simply Sipur. I found one before that said that. I was looking through the Agoda. After all, so, you know, there's no one says what. There's a Kolbite. The Kolbe says, all he says is, Mitchila of the Varazara, Tan Maskal Agada. Interesting, because everybody says the other way around. There is Vola, everybody learns the other way. I say, the Rambam, you can't learn that way. The Rambam, this is the beginning of Agada. The beginning is, it's the beginning of Maskal Begnusim Sayyim B'Shevach. Then this is not, you're not Makayim the Mitzvah of Secrets is the same with it. See, the same is a separate thing. You had to do that on your own, Kafitzacha Foshono. Over here, is the institution of Maschil Bignus, and now you have Machlekes. Whose Agada do you do first? Rav's Agada. So you see the Ram's order is exact in Perek Zion. Maschil Bignus, first you do the Mitchilo of the Varazohi of Aseinu, and then after that you do Seil Lamad. Seil Lamad is whose Agada? Is the Agada of Shmuel. Is the Agada of Shmuel, because Shmuel maintained that Maschil Bignus and Messiah B'Shevach you Mekayim with the Parsha of Aram Yevid Avi. Vuhu, the Rambam says. Vuhu, she yidrash. Take a look at the Rambam. That's what I want to tell you. What I wanted to say was this one thing. See, you take a look at the Rambam like this. But this, I think, is if you look at the Rambam's lashon, you can't say it otherwise. Why? Because the Rambam says openly, "V'chein maskum yishevadim v'fanasim v'chol harosh shegemalano." What does that mean? It means to say you have to tell all the rest. I've only v'fanasim v'chein shemakim v'shoni. Not from a kind of. Umesayim benisim ubenaflo shenasalonu ubecheruseinu. Benisim, the who? What's the who? She yidrosh me'arami oved ovi at she yigma kol ha-parasha. So that's the Haggadah of. There's the Haggadah of Shmuel. From Arami oved ovi is that he held that the Mishnah means maschol begnus, mesayim b'shevach, if it's in the framework of Avdus, so that's the parasha of Arami oved ovi. It's included in Arami oved ovi. But is he going to say no, that maschol begnus, mesayim b'shevach is a separate institution? Then you have to say Mitzchilo of the Varazorah of the same one. Then, Dorish. Then you should be Dorish to Parsha. Why did the Baal HaGadah bring down halachas? He could have brought down Korban Pesach. He could have brought down all the other halachas. Matzah, you could learn the whole Rambam Milchus Matzah. Why did the Baal HaGadah bring down only the halachas of Sipur? You understand the thing? If the reason why the Baal HaGadah brought down the halachas is because halachas themselves are part of Sipur, so it should have given a sample of a few halachas. A little bit of matzah, a little bit of marah, a little bit of carbon pesach. Why does the Baal HaGadah restrict himself to Sipur? The answer is very simple. It's true that halacha is a part of Sipur. I'm not going to deny that. But the Baal HaGadah wrote these halachas now for a very simple reason. To motivate you to be Mekayim Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Yisrael. Where? Right then, right before Mitkhila. Mitkhila is a separate, now you're starting on a separate thing. It's a different part of that God altogether. If you're not Mesaper before that, you're not Mekayim Yikar Mitzvah. There is no Agada for that. You have to do it on your own, because that's the very Mitzvah. You see, that's what the Rambam says, Kol Amar B'Drash Parsha Zohar is a Meshubach, and Kol Amar B'Sipur B'Nisim Flosser is a Meshubach. They're two institutions. One is Sipur in your own words, and whoever's Marach, what happens? I'll ask you a question. If a regular Seder, where people just sit by the Seder and they go through the Agada, I would like to know what happened with the whole business of that V'Kol Amar B'Dvarim She'iru, the Shehoyu, and what happened with Eved Zu, Shifcheze, Shifchazub, and Imhoya Bain Mashi Irun Mitzrayim, the Nisim Shnathon, the Moshe Rabbeinu. Matter of fact, ever says no Moshe Rabbeinu has been mentioned in the Haggadah. What does Ram bring us in? The answer is because this is not in the Haggadah, it can't be in the Haggadah. This you have to do on your own. But Haggadah per se is from Maschel Beginus Messiah B'Shevach. That's Nikra Haggadah. It's not, that's Nikra Haggadah. It's a separate thing. Maschel Beginus Messiah B'Shevach. It happens to be the same word. It happens to be the same word. That's why you make a mistake. Because the same word, Avadamayin, Avadamayin. The Rambam doesn't mean Avadamayin over there. He says, V'chein Maschel, Umodiya. And the Rambam, the Nasa, the Messiah, the Nisim of Flows, she Nasa Lono Becheresenu, for who she Yidrosh Me'arami over there, she'll call a parsha. That's it. Because I'll ask you a question, if that is really, if the Avada Mayinu, if the Rambam was referring to the statement of Avada Mayinu, where is the call of Rosh Egmolano? It's gone. It's not there. It's missing. We're missing the whole thing. We're just saying Avodah Minu Farsan Yitzchak Shalom Kedem Rishon. It's too quick. From Avdus to Cheres, we went too fast. Avodah Minu. V'chol HaRosh Yeg Malonu is a lot. V'yan Nunu V'yan Lenu V'yan Kasher. It's not there. So say Lamad is Kol HaRosh. That's when the Ram says V'hu Shiyidra, she's not referring to the end, to the Messiah and B'Shevach. V'hu Shiyidra, she's the whole thing. That's Maschel B'Gnus Messiah and B'Shevach. V'hu Shiyidra, that's the whole Pasha. And where is the Nisun of Flos? Shanasalano Bacharisenu? That's it? What happened to all Nisun of Flos? It sounds too quick. And besides, I showed you it's an impossible way anyways. Because in the Ram says the Hushi Yidra. So what do you say in the Ram Hushi Yidra means? It means it's referring to the last, that's referring to Messiah and Messiah and the Flos. So the Kamei starts over with Avaramayinu. It's completely crazy. Start with Avaramayinu, suddenly you decide to discuss halachas in between. Okay? Then after that, what do? You tell stories there too. Then after that, you start with Rav Zagara. Mitchilav Devarayas in the Maschil. Suddenly in the middle, it's like this. It's Maschil. Then it's Tami. You start talking about Halachas. Maschil, Lomaid, Maschil, Messiaim, and Messiaim. That's, it's impossible. It doesn't, you'll never fit that into the Rama. It's not the Avodah Mayin. Different thing altogether. The Avodah happens to have the same words. Avodah Mayin, Lefar, Mitzrayim. Unfortunately, it's the simplest way to express it, so there's no other way to say it. But but it doesn't mean that. It means Kol HaRosh Yeg Malonu is the parsha of Arami Oved Avi, Vayanunu, Vayitna Lein Avod HaKosha, and then Vayareos on our mitzvah, and that is Maschel Beginus from Messiah and B'Shevach. Because if you're going to say that the Maschel Beginus from Messiah and B'Shevach is in the framework of Avdus, you don't need anything better than the parsha itself. What after it? But if you're going to say Maschel Beginus means objective Gnus, then you have to add. Then you have to say Mekhila of Devar Zoya Vasana. So the Haggadah begins with Mekhila. That's what Haggadah is. Hey, Nachan, if that part of Haggadah is not even called Haggadah, then you don't have to say it. You don't have to say it. The Chacham Gedolim didn't have to say that they were even Chacham Gedolim. You don't have to say it. The only thing I would say is like this. The only thing I would say is there's no halacha like that. You have to say Maitzim, Rabbos, and Azayah. Rav Lozan Zayah couldn't say it, so we don't have to say it either. But the only thing is like this. What it means is, that a person before he does the mitzvah should be osek in the mitzvah in order that he should do it properly. So it makes sense to say that there was a seder, that the seder was to first, before you do sipur, since sipur, which is Mitzrayim, is such an important mitzvah. It's such an important mitzvah that Chol HaMarba Reza Meshubach, and it's halacha. It has to reflect the expression of the Gavra. It has to reflect the Gavra, and it's a whole Kiyam Bedos, and it's the mitzvah is Shvach and Shevach LaMakom. It's such a mitzvah that it makes sense that a person should be lomed the mitzvah, be involved in Limud HaMitzvah before he does the Sipur. That mistava, that Chazal also, before they did the Sipur, sat down and discussed the basic mitzvah, the Tursa mitzvah. You see? And that's why the Baal HaGadah put it there. Very simply, but not what's written in our gutter we have to say. Ain't a chanamish, you'll sit down by the Seder, and you won't say Maisa Rabbalazar, and you'll learn something else about the mitzvah of the Sipra to Yisrael, which would enhance your Sipra to a greater degree, you'll have a greater mitzvah. Ain't a chanamish, not exactly, of course, we have to say Maisa Rabbalazar. It's just that the Bala gutter wrote this down, because he felt that this, in general, this is the best guide to involve a person in the structure of the mitzvah and to think about the mitzvah to make sure he does it properly. The Chacham was misakin. The Chacham was misakin shelas habein. The misakin shelas habein. There was there's two sipurs. There's a sipur of the extended sipur, and then the Chacham made a takona where the ben should be shoel. The Chacham were concerned the ben will fall asleep, and they were concerned for the young ben, the kana ben shoel. So therefore they instituted a place by why Yom Mosek Koshim. But that's not the extended halacha of Sipur. That's just the takana. Just like karpas. Karpas is halacha, formal halacha. There's the formal Sipur that the Chum created. You have to follow that structure. But then there's the Sipur of Kol Amarba, the essential Sipur. So first you go through the formal. Then, when you come to the essential sipur, that's when you have bring in all the halachas of the Agada of Maaser Blaz and all those other halachas. But Kana Ben Shoel is the Takana Chacham. You have to follow the Seder. I mean, you have to follow the Seder Advan, the Chacham Masak and Kana Ben Shoel. You have to try, you have to work it out that way, too. That's the basic, at least you kind of miss on the basic level. But after you go through the formal basic level, then you go through the extended sipur of Kol Amarba, and the Flos, and that's one of the things of the whole. The essential sipur should be before mitzvah, because once you're involved in the halachas, that's where the sipur should take place. I mean, you can stop a kol alayla even after you eat also. Fine. In other words, there's an independent institution of maschal b'gnus m'sayim b'shel. The only question is whether that independent institution is already accounted for in the drasha of Arami Oved Avi, the drasha pasha, or whether it stands out as a separate entity. According to Shmuel, the institution is superimposed. You have Maschal B'Nis and Messiah B'Shevach together with Arami Oved Avi. What I want to say like is that the Sipur Nisim and the Flos Kifitzachos L'Shono is a halacha midaraisa, that it must be Kifitzachos L'Shono. And you can't be Mekayim that looks for reading it from a book. It's impossible. Now, Agada is, once you're finished with Sipur, then there's halacha of Shevach. That's Maschal B'Gnus and Messiah B'Shevach. That's Agada B'Teras Shevach. And there's halacha of Agada Yedei Limud. Those two institutions. But those two institutions are combined. And then you have Lefichach. And then you have Pesach Matzah Mar, which is Agada Yedei Mitzvah Salayla. That's all Agada. But that's not Sipur. That's not essential Sipur. Essential Sipur is in his own words. I'll tell you, if you don't use your own words, you're not really Mekayim. Think about it. If you don't use your own words, really, what kind of a Sipur is it? That's not really Sipur. Sipur means that a person talks about the fact that something occurred to him, that God took his forefathers out of Mitzrayim. I mean, he has to speak in his own terms. If he doesn't, he lacks in Sipur. Kriya. He's reading something. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you why one is called Kriya Hagada and one is not. One is called Chumash Nikra Hagada. Ram says Kore Hagada. Kore Hagada. The answer is very simple. Because one part you can't be why do you have to have Kore Hagada? Because you can't be Mekayim Sipur through Kriya. The Kriya and Sipur are two institutions. Kriya is very good for Maschal B'Gnus Messiah B'Sheva. Kriya is very good when it comes to Limud. It's good when it comes to Pesach Matzah Mar, but it's not good when it comes to Sipur the Nisan Flos that happened to me in Mitzrayim. That's no good. If I don't put in my own words and I'm lacking in Sipur, then Kriya is no good. That's why there is an institution of Agada. Agada means now you're finished with the part that you have to do on your own through your own verbalization. You see? But you must do it through your own verbalization. If you don't, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Rambam says, "In the Tzorach LaHaskel B'Gnus L'Sayim B'Shevach." Now everything around fits in nicely. There's only one thing. Ketzad Maschil U'Mesaper. Shebetchilo hoyu avoseinu b'meikarach u'melefonim kofun v'tolim achar hevel. The road to Nacharavodis Alilim, when Messiah Medosa Emes, your Kervono and Makom Lo, the Vilano Mea Umos, the Kervono and Yehuda. The only thing that comes out from this is that the Baal Agoda, or the Agoda that we have, abbreviated this pretty much. Because he condensed it all into the words, Mitzkila of the Avadazari of Asainu, Vachshav Kervono and Makom Avadasa. The Rambam had it a little more extended. Mitchilo hayu avoseinu b'meiterach kofrim v'toim achrei hevel, and then he says kevona makom lo v'divona me'umos. It's more extended. The Baal Agoda abbreviated, it seems, Rav Zagoda. He abbreviated Rav Zagoda. That's the only thing you have to say.
What?
I can't say why. I mean, he abbreviated. I mean, I understand the main Agoda is like small. That's the main Agoda. But the Rav Zagoda somehow is a little abbreviated. It would seem that the proper way to do it would be to enhance it a little more. In the Mitzchilo of the Avodah Zarah of Aseinu. Mitzchilo, like the Rambam says, Mitzchilo of the Avodah Zarah of Aseinu b'meiterach toim achar hevel, and then to say v'achshav lanu makom avodaso yichudo, and like the Rambam mentions, that it would be appropriate to enhance the Mitzchilo a little bit. Okay? That's the only thing. As a matter of fact, the Rambam's order is the only order that you can have. I'll tell you why. Because according to Rav, how did Rav do it? He did exactly the way that God is. Mitzchila first he did because Masul was assigned Mitzchila Shevach as a separate institution, and then he did the Parsha, because he was assigned the Parsha too. And according to Shmuel, he just didn't have the Mitzchila. So it's exactly the way it is. That's precisely the way it has to be. The Limud should not take place during Sipur. In other words, Sipur is a separate phenomenon. A Sapra ben Yitzchak Flos, and not one who are the Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a separate, it's all also. It's just like Vayishma, Yisrael, Kohen, and Moshe, Eish, Kohen, what's the saying? Yes, Sipur is here, okay, as you tell me, Mitzrayim. He's at Sipur. It's like a person came out of Mitzrayim. What would they say? They'd be Mitzrayim what they saw. That's Sipur. It's not time to take out to start learning, take out a Gemara and start learning. That's not Sipur. Learning is very nice. That could be Misapa or Kolalila. But Sipur should be a person telling a story. Exactly through telling a story. What happened? You should learn in advance before the Seder.